Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our Thursday night show. I'm excited to be here tonight, and I have a great guest on. She's actually become a good friend, and what a transformation she's made over the past couple of years. It wasn't easy. You know, we either learn from inspiration or desperation, and at some point in time, it turns out to be really, really whatever modality we use. And most of us use desperation because we get into a situation where it's like, okay, we got to do something different, or we're going to really fall apart, or put ourselves back together after we've fallen apart. And so, you know, what we've done with this show, and Donna is a great guest to have on tonight, is that it's Transformation Thursday. You've heard from people that have overcome some great obstacles in their life and are super successful, living their dream, living their passion, loving the life they live and living the life they love. And that's really what it's all about, because if you're doing that, then at the end of the day, you look around and you go, okay, I didn't leave anything on the table, and I've lived my life the fullest that I can. And I've enjoyed my time, my day to day, and just live like that every day. And when you're living with passion, money, opportunity, everything chases you. Love chases you. You don't have to chase it. So we've heard some great stories, and tonight we've got another one for you. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to welcome her to the show tonight. And Donna, I'm going to say your last name, Donna, if it's okay. Donna Howard. She's went through it all. She's had financial. She's had love. She's had physical death and had to overcome a lot of obstacles. And you literally had to recreate yourself, not put together your life back together, but you had to create a whole new life. And I want to be really clear about that. That's got to be challenging, you know. So how to start? Donna, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here tonight. And she's a new angel coach, too. So I wanted to say that.
Hi,
you
everybody.
You created a whole new life. You didn't put the old one back together. You said, okay, why mess with that? Let's just do a new one. So it's all good.
You know, but it's funny when I think back to 2 years ago, in writing my book, I almost don't recognize the woman who was writing that journal, and yet I know it was me. And there's parts of it where she really sounds pitiful, and I really feel sorry for her. And yet, I do. It's like I almost cringe, but that it was me, and it was how I felt. And I wrote from my heart because I never dreamt that it would ever be read by anybody other than maybe my daughters long after I had left this earth, you know. But I almost don't recognize her. She was so alone, frightened, just the overwhelming loneliness and the darkness. And anyone had told me, and I think you did try to tell me, but of course I wasn't ready to hear that it wouldn't stay that way. I would have told them they were crazy. And now, I mean, I look back and it's like, oh my God, of course I wish that, you know, my husband was still here and we were living that life, but he's not. But I'm still here, and I had to learn and find a way to move forward. And I did one painful step, crawl, whatever, at a time, until all of a sudden I was walking, and then I was skipping, and I didn't even realize it.
Wow, what a great story. What are some of the things that happened to you, Donna, that really, you know what I mean, that brought you full circle, if you don't mind me asking?
At the time that he crossed, we were supposed to close on a house the next week. We were in a lawsuit over a house that we that we had backed out of purchasing.
We
had not purged anything from our last house because we were going to do it together at this house. Okay, so we had a lot, 20 years worth of stuff of. I'll say. I had my daughter who was through with school in Philadelphia, who had an apartment in Philadelphia, and all of her things were in storage. And my husband crosses. his paycheck. He got paid on Thursday. He was gone on Saturday, and that money stopped immediately. Fortunately, you know, I worked, and thankfully I did, because that was the money that I lived off of for, I would say, 60 to 90 days. And it really humbled me, not at the time because I was in so much pain, but in retrospect, I am so humbled that I was given the opportunity to continue my life in a way that so many women, so many of us, are so unprepared for. I was fortunate. I didn't see it as being fortunate. I see it as being fortunate now, you know, because money doesn't come in. You have to outlive them by at least 30 days before the life insurance. I mean, there's just so, I could almost write a book on that alone, Tariq. It's crazy. You know, my husband was a vice president of an insurance company. And nothing came in. It did eventually, but for so many women in different situations, that would have been too late.
Right.
You know, and you know, so it was humbling and mind-boggling and eye-opening, just in terms of for the people that do live paycheck to paycheck or do, you know, live based off of one salary, you know, and, you know, my hat goes off to them. You know, they have my utmost respect.
I hear you. I have a question for you, and that's a great point that you brought up. So you guys are in a lawsuit. You plan on building a life and retiring together or living in a house that you're purchasing together. He transfers over very quickly. I can't remember, but I believe it has something to do with the heart and the brain. You know, he was gone within a matter of a couple hours. Okay.
Blood clot.
And so you're sitting there, and the Donna that I knew back then was very quiet, because I know you're Asian, and you're very quiet and very, you're very cautious, and you watch everything, and you're not used to letting people in your life. And so I would see you get on the shows, and you would talk to me, and I remember because I talked to you the day after he died, if I'm not mistaken, and you were wondering what you were going to do. And you'd always work for corporate America. Yeah, right. So you were a mess, and you and Ned had come through a couple of some things that, you know, would challenge most of us, and you know, we'd all be challenged, right? And then you're by yourself, and you thought this guy who you'd been with forever, 20 plus years, is going to be with you until we never get old, we just get wiser. For another 40, 50 years, and he's gone, or longer, whatever. And so you're looking at yourself. You've got two daughters. You don't have a house yet, and you're getting ready to get a house, and your husband's gone. There's no money coming in except your paycheck, and I'm sure you guys had what you had in savings or, you know, whatever. And you got a lawsuit going on that Ed was working with you on. You got a house that you're trying to move into, and what do you do? How did you get from that to where you're in two businesses and you're super successful? You have love. You have a beautiful home. You have pool, and pools are important, especially in the heat, right? And
yes,
how did
indeed.
You, and angel experiences, and you're an angel coach, and you wrote a book. You've got meditations out there. How did you get from that to this, where you are right now? What a transformation, by the way. You know, most people get angry and bitter. You didn't do that. You said, okay, this is my hand I'm dealt. How do I make it the best hand possible? So take us on that journey with you, and I'll ask the questions, but I'd love to know that myself.
Well, I know that the first thing was the house that we were supposed to close on. It was a big house that I did not need by myself. That we were supposed to close on the next week. Of course, that money was coming from a fund of his, so that was cut off. the people had already moved out of the home. Five other closings were contingent on us buying this house. And my funds were cut off. And I thought about backing out of the deal, and I could have without repercussion, but something in my soul just said it was so wrong. It would just be so wrong to do that with five closings and the people had already moved out. They were already living in their other home, and they were wonderful people. And how could I possibly do that just because this misfortune had befallen me? And Cherie, at the time, I blocked it out, but I was tortured almost every day. The attorneys were calling me, when are you going to close, when are you going to close, when are you going to close? Because I told them that I was going to go through with the sale. Fast forward, once the waiting period was over, the funds were released, I closed about a month and a half after he passed. I had to pack up and clear out the townhome that we were on a short-term lease. I had to bring my other daughter's furniture from Philadelphia. All of this I'm doing on autopilot. At the time, I did not even remember doing it. But I think that it worked out because when you come from a place of love, and when you come from a place of wanting to do what's right, God in the universe sees that it just works out. And that's what I believe happened. Because when I look back, it's almost like, how the heck did all of that come together and work? To this day, I do not know. I don't question it. I just know that a higher power had to have had a hand in it.
I hear you,
that's the only thing that I can put it to, and the fact that, like I said, when you come from doing the right thing and not wanting to hurt others, I think that that's magical, especially when you're so torn up yourself. And I was a mess, but I wasn't looking to hurt anybody else.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good, too, as well. I admire that. And let me ask you a question. You know, you're sitting there, and you have an old philosophy. You got a new philosophy now, and the old philosophy is, I think, what is the law of attraction? You weren't even real sure or clear about that, right? I mean, I know you were a little bit. Most of us are because we, you know, watch TV and The Secret and all that. But you really started really studying everything. I don't remember you and I would do sessions together. I go, Donna, you know, I think this would be a good thing. This is what I'm getting for you. And you're like, okay, I'll do it. And you were like a little sponge. You took everything in. So how did that influence you, like learning about the law of attraction, connecting with your angels? Because I know you've had a lot of angel experiences. You've had experiences with your husband who's on the other side. He comes to you in dreams. I think he's came to you before. And, you know, and how has that changed you and the way you do life and what you create? Because, you know, we get what we create everything. What can I have now? I'm still waiting for my mouth tipper. I'm just teasing. It's all good. Go ahead.
Well, as you know, I was one of those silent listeners, and I would listen online so that I could be totally anonymous because I just like you said, I was a sponge. And at first it started out as something that I had something to do with myself for two nights a week because all of a sudden I had all this time on my hands and I didn't know what to do with it, you know.
Right.
And I knew that I needed to stay out of the dark thoughts and the depression and all. And in listening, like you said, I was a sponge. I read books. I did everything. And what I found is that you have to change the way you think. It's not that I wish I had X, Y, and Z. It's thank you, God and universe, for giving me X, Y, and Z. This is what I plan to do with it. Not, you can't come from a place of not having, of needing. you have to bring a thought of desire of what you wish for, what you plan for, not a lack of. And even though my husband was gone, I started even saying to the universe, thank you for the abundant mate love. Okay? Because my vision was that at some point, I mean, this wasn't at the beginning, but at some point it was like, I'm too young, I want that again. It will be different as it should be, but I want that again. And so I began thanking the universe and God for the things that I wanted as though I already had them. I mean, I'm a very good pupil. And
so
I was able to do that.
I hear you. And that's a key thing. She came from, and those of you guys who are listening or will download it later, you came from a place of total 100% faith in the sense of I'm creating it. I might not see it right now, but I know that it's my desire to have a new mate. It's my desire to have a great house. It's my desire to have my own business. Now, that came later, I get you, because you'd always worked for corporate America. But going back to your husband, you had a great love, okay? You know, you guys have ups and downs, as most people do. But you had a great love with him, and you said, I want another great love. I'm too young to be by myself, and you had made up your mind that you wanted to be with a partner. And so you put the qualities together to be with a partner, and you just said, I thank you before you ever got your guy for giving me a man that I could love with all my heart, right?
Exactly. I mean, it was months, but I used my crystals. I used my some might call it meditation. I call it meditation visualization. You know, I am an advocate of lists, and I made my list of qualities. I have it. In fact, I still have it in my nightstand because I check it every now and then just to make sure he's still living up to it.
There you go. Hold him accountable. There you go, girl. You tell us.
Absolutely.
That's key.
Absolutely. And myself, you know, when I look and when I read it and make sure that, okay, yep, he's still the same guy, I also double check and make sure that I'm the same girl, that I'm still able to give these same qualities back, you know, because it cannot be one-sided. It's got to be balanced, you know.
Right.
And I did that. And I mean, I will be honest with you, when I read back in my journal, it was like in February, the end of February, I have an entry in there that says, I feel change in the air. I didn't know what it meant. And I met Rich a month later. I felt that's how in tune I was.
So let's go back to that. You at the end, you wrote a and you're publishing your journal, and I know that we've got some of it. You sent some of it to Angel Coaches, and it's going to be on your on your site and on our YouTube channel. By the way, Angel Coaches has their own YouTube channel, so I'm super excited about that. And you're going to be able to work with Donna, get her steps for. I want to put this little plug in here. You wrote something on how to process and get through grief and learn to create a life, okay, after a death or any kind of grief that you go through. And that was cool because anybody from 18 to 100 can get something out of it. She's written it so well. Because of the visualization, meditation, the crystals, and somebody just texted me, how do you work with crystals? And I'll let you explain that. You were really tuning in not only to your emotional self by writing the list and saying, this is the kind of guy I'd like to have, this is the kind of life I'd like to have, but you were also tapping into the spiritual part of you, you know, too, as well, using the crystals and all those things to create a great life. And so because of that, it turned your intuition just started, like, really, really making things happen, and you could feel things before they happen, clairvoyance, you know, clairsentient, clairaudient, all these things. So so out of the out of your husband's death and coming through the stuff that all the crazy stuff with your houses and the financial stress that was on you, you developed your intuition and it became really strong. Where you had actually had instances where you could feel and see your husband on the other side, like having a guardian angel there, right, in heaven.
Yes.
And you could all.
Yes.
Yeah, and you could start feeling things happen before they happened. Explain to us how was it the crystals? Explain to us about that, because I know vibration was real key, and you talked about that in your book too as well. So let's talk about that with us. Take us on that little journey there, because that's such a neat way you say it too as well. So
yeah, actually, I was listening to Angel Coaches, and there was a one, I don't remember her name, but she worked with crystals. She was knowledgeable. And she started talking about them, and, you know, I love nature, I love being outside, and it was just something that just kind of, it just felt, it just sounded right, it sounded good. So I went out and I bought the Crystal Bible, and as you know, I'll read anything and everything. I read up as much as possible, and I purchased the rose quartz and, you know, all the, you know, the, you know, pretty standard ones. And then I was told about how to manifest, how you stand on your crystals and you envision what you want. And the very first time I did it, I just felt the power of the crystals come up through my feet, right up through my body. And I held my hands out and I faced the east. And maybe, you know, that's just because I'm from the east. And I just put my intention out to the universe in terms of what I wanted. And then whether it was a new, you know, wonderful new mate love, then I decided I wanted to be in business for myself. And I put that out there. But then the hardest thing, I think, is to then let it go. As humans, okay, in our linear form, we want to hold on to it. We want to mold it. We want to control it. And you know what? We can't. You put your intention out there, and you have to trust that it will be delivered. And that's what
it's
I
like
did
working
when
with
I walked away from
ordering
corporate
service.
America. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you walked away from corporate America. You bought a restaurant. You're becoming an angel coach. And you're working with crystals, you're working with meditation and visualization. And by the way, I'm going to share this with you. Steve Jobs wrote a story, told a story that, you know, he's died now, he had cancer, but Microsoft guy. And he says, meditation and visualization, he goes, I got this thing that I should take this class, and it was some calligraphy class. And out of taking that calligraphy class, he was able to do something amazing with some of the drawings and the forms that he learned in calligraphy. He took to Microsoft. So, you know, he's a big meditator and those kind of things. And believe it or not, Donald Trump meditates and visualizes. You know what I mean? Because it calms the mind. You know, yoga is a form of meditation. So these big business people that we see and are doing it. And the other thing is that our government teaches meditation to some of these these people that are learning. They've written books about it. You know, people that are learning to meditate, go different places with their mind, astral travel. My friend was in the military, and he said they really are big into that. They're Republicans, by the way. So, well, you know, you think the Democrats are responsible. Yeah. Anyway, you know, Republicans are so staunch, right? I'm vegan. I'm not really into politics at all, but that's just funny, you know. And so meditation, crystals, visualization has really tuned into your raise your vibration. So instead of tuning into something negative, like what you didn't have, because you really could have fallen apart after losing your love of your life, worrying about how you would make money and all that kind of stuff,
and then there was one other thing it was the last thing that was added, but I had never stepped foot in a gym, I didn't even know how to turn on a treadmill. Remember I told you?
I stepped on it.
I was like, how come this thing's not moving? Like,
that's funny.
And I got into it because my new guy, let's do Zumba or whatever. And there's something so wonderful about moving to music and the cardio and whatnot that I was inspired enough that last fall, it was like November, December. It was after I left corporate America. I was afraid that I wasn't moving my body enough. And that could never be. So I signed up, and I have a personal trainer. And I go to the gym 3 times a week, and he gives me a grueling workout. And it truly, I believe, really does balance that whole mind, body, and spirit. Because I'm not ready to give up some of my favorite foods, but I think everything in moderation, it works for me, and I know that I'm blessed genetically, but I want to keep what I have and make it better. I don't want somebody to be able to look at me ever and be able to guess my true age. It's not
about looking 21.
And I would never want to be 21 again. Been there, done that, loved it, time to let it go. I don't want anybody to look at me and know my true age. That's all that it's about. And it's about looking good, feeling good, and spreading good. And I think that, that's one of the things that works. Yeah.
Grief. People grieve over relationships. You lost your husband. You lost it all, too. Your book actually is coming out. Talk to us about grief. Is that book really helped? You've written it so all of us can understand it, and whatever grief we're suffering, whether it's financial, emotional, losing a loved one, physically or emotionally, would that book help everybody? Talk to us about it. Tell us about why you love your book, because it's from your heart.
Well, when I started writing it, it took me, and that's why it's called Day 44. It took me 44 days after his crossing to pick up the pen. And, of course, when I started writing it, I never thought that anyone else would read it. So I wrote from my heart. I truly wrote from my heart. And in writing from my heart and pouring things out, as time went on, I realized I was writing to him. And I still write to him. Now, I'm not as good as writing every day as I did, in the first year and a half. But I do write, and I do write to him, and it's a way of staying connected. Not that he doesn't know what I'm thinking and feeling and going through, but it's a way of, it's also like kind of a sharing and a cleansing. Because the one thing I have learned about grief is that it forever changes you. You don't ever get over, like people say get over. You never get over the loss of somebody that you love, whether it's a spouse, a child, a parent. You never get over that. You learn to live with it. There is not a day that goes by that I do not miss his spirit, his physical presence. But I have, through my tools and my manifesting, my visualization and my understanding, I am able to go on and make a good life for myself, understanding that I am forever changed. And whoever comes into my world understands and has to understand that. It's not a threat. It shows my ability to love, I think.
I agree with you on that. And, people understand that I come with two dogs. I'm a package deal. So it's all good.
I understand that. Yeah,
you get it. Some of you guys do, but the yeah, right. The one thing that I appreciate you about you is that you know you started corporate America, started in a you know working in a lot of you know creating. You go, okay, I'm going to create this great life, and you wrote it out, you thought it out, you visualized it. And then you created it. And let me ask you a question. You're an angel coach. That's one of your businesses. But what is it like to buy a restaurant and be an entrepreneur rather than an employee? Was that a tough transition, and how did you do it?
Well, I'll tell you, it was not a tough transition. I guess it, some part of my soul always knew that or felt that I wanted to be in business for myself. And I had outgrown corporate America, and I think I was just hanging out there waiting on him in terms of when he was looking to just become a consultant, and we moved to our place in Florida, you know, and whatever, right off into the sunset. All of a sudden, none of that exists. And it was like, I am too young to do nothing. I don't want to just sit at home and collect a little check and live off of what. I want to build. I want to do something.
Right.
And then it was right. Like, I've always wanted to be in business for myself. I'm tired of working for these dummies, corporations.
Right.
And I've grown them, you know, and they're not the businesses that they were many years ago. Let's face it. I'll be, you know, anybody who's there knows what I'm saying is the truth. And I was tired of it. And I just decided I was going to do something about it. It was like I went back and I stayed a year. Part of it was because I was told that when you undergo grief and a life change, you shouldn't make any changes for a year. Well, I had to make the change for the house because we were, you know, we were in the temporary lease in the townhouse pending the sale. But other than that, I made no changes. I went back to my job after X amount of months, and I stayed for a year. And then one day, it was October of 2013, and it was like I woke up and I said, now is the time. If you don't do it now, you're going to be stuck here even longer. And I went and met with my financial advisor. And that Friday, I gave my notice, and I walked away. I didn't have anything lined up. But I had already put my intention out to the universe. Remember, I told you. I said, because
yeah, you
I
said,
so
you do that. You think that's a good day? I was like, hey, listen, do it. You feel it, you do it.
Yeah,
you know,
because I told you. I said, I was put here to be a light worker. I want to be an angel coach. I want to help people. I see so much suffering and so much difficulty. And if I could just help even one person, two people, however many people, to live a better life and to live a healthier, you know, life and a happier life, you know, that's what I need to do. And I said the financial bit, it will come because I'm a believer that when you do what you love, the money should chase you. You should not chase the money. When you're chasing the money, you're always going to be in a position of need. When the money chases you, it's because you're doing something that you are so good at and you so love that it's going to chase you. It will find you. And, you know, I knew the bit with Angel, it would take some time. That's fine. You know I'm restless. I'm writing. I cannot sit all day and write. I would shoot myself in the head. I need to do more. I guess that's just who I am. And lo and behold, the universe delivered this opportunity at a wonderful value. And it was like, why not? It'll give me the opportunity to learn. Because when you stop learning, you stop growing. And if anybody had ever told me I would own a burger joint of all things, it would be like, are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Hey, the universe delivered a burger joint, and I had enough sense to jump on it, and that's all I can say.
Well, I'm going to give everybody a little side note. I talked to her, and it was prom time. She goes, listen, she goes, I'm here because, you know, people are asking all for prom, and she's putting it all together. And it's good to see you working, because this is a woman that had been an employee, wanted a guy, you know, and she's got financial, she's got a lot of, she's a good financial wizard, and she's making her businesses super successful. And so when she's with her man, it's out of desire, not need. Good for you. Because most of us look for them to complete us. And we are already complete. We just got to realize it. That's key there.
Exactly.
Too.
We are so complete. Dates should just be like the cherry on top of the dessert. It shouldn't be because of need. It should be because of want. I want to have a mate. I don't need a mate. I want to have one. You know,
that's the life that I
want to have. And I understand that I have a cousin. She's highly successful. She has a PhD in psychology. She is not interested in being anybody's wife. And we laugh about it all the time. And she is very happy and healthy, and she has a boyfriend. You know, she and he, they are on the weekends, and he goes home on the weekdays. That works for her, you know. So it's all about manifesting what we want. It's not about judging. Just because I want one thing doesn't mean that everybody else wants that, and vice versa. We have to learn to allow people to manifest and live the life that they want to live. That's all.
That's true. That is very true. Anyway, you guys, she's got meditations and visualizations out there, her book on grief, and creating a great life, not rebuilding the old life, but creating a new one. Because I think it's really key there. Great statement.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot our books and everything that you're going to be able to see all the angel coaches in the books and the meditations that they offer on our YouTube channel as well as on their site. I'm super excited about it, so be watching for that. We have Transformation Thursday, and you've been amazing because I remember you started out this quiet little, barely talking, and now look at you now, you know. Yeah, and you know what a great story. She's quite the spiritual diva, as we all are.
Thank Corrine for that, because she was hosting in March and she called out to me, and I was quiet for the longest, and it was my guilt in terms of this is my spiritual community. I must answer the call, and I finally spoke up. So. Thank you, Corrine. I love you, but believe it or not, she is the reason that I finally said my first words on Angel Coach Radio.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, and I'm so glad, because I started this organization back in 2010, and so we've gotten such a big spiritual community, and it continues to grow. On that note, let me tell you guys, we've got a couple speakers coming up for Transformation Thursday. I've got Nikki Novo. She is an author, a teacher, a philosopher. She's in her 30s, and I've known her for years, and she is amazing. She is going to show you and talk to you about, you know, how to find your life purpose, how to also to use your intuition. Donna just told you how she uses hers, and she's also she has a lot of things. So she's coming on, I think, July 17th. I have another woman, young lady, coming on. She's 26, in her 20s. She is an athlete, and she is plays professional volleyball, is in tournaments and trains, and she also works with children. And so she's going to be on the 10th of July. And then I have another young girl that we're working with, and she's writing, producing films and web series, and she's amazing. Okay, so lining her up, but there's some great speakers there that have overcome obstacles, finding their passion and making it work. I have another young lady I'm trying to work out too as well. I'll share this with you. She's in her 20s, and she's 24, 25. Makes bathing suits, some great ones. Okay, bikinis. You like bikinis. And she left. I had lunch with her the other day. She left at her store that she was working for a guy, and the guy says, "You mean you're going to go make bikinis?" The store on Las Olas, and some of you guys know what Las Olas is, but it is a nice area to shop in. And she goes, "Yes, I'm going to go." So right now, you know, she made fun of her, thought she couldn't do it. She's getting ready to open a store up on all our soulless misbehaves. How cool is that? Okay, so she's in her 20s, but she's a great artist and does a lot of cool stuff. So we have some great stories coming up to help inspire you, motivate you, and show you how to find your own passion. And, you know, and then Dwayne, I'm going to share this about Dwayne. He is our mind-body-spirit coach, and he has put a audio together with music and him talking you through how to run, speed up and run a six-minute mile, okay? So if you're a runner and you want to run a six-minute mile, or if you're a runner and you want to get faster, you can get faster at any mile, okay? So, but we just said a six-minute mile, but he coaches you through the whole run using music. So if you're on a treadmill, you're out on the pavement, whatever you're doing, he's been a great trainer to me in helping me get to the new level of my own wellness, too, because I'm running in marathons now and whatnot. But so that's going to be available, too. We're putting something together with that. Can you imagine being able to listen to your iPod and having someone coach you through a run, okay, whether it's 5K, whether it's 10K, whether it's half marathon or song, whatever it is. That, I just listened to it tonight. I have it, and I'm super excited about it because we talked about it, and it's done, and I've been talking about it for a few weeks now. So anyway, you don't want to miss that, and that's going to, and it's inexpensive, which is the best part, right? If it, something's inexpensive and it works, even better, all right? You know what I'm saying? So you guys, that's all I have to say. Go like us on Facebook.com/angelcoaches, and also, if you haven't, if you don't follow our show, please follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches because they give you some really cool stuff, Blog Talk does, and some free things that you can have and participate in. And Angel Coaches, we always love our followers and try to take care of them the best we know how, and we've got a lot more coaches coming on too as well. And if you want to email me, Tree@angelcoaches.org. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Or Facebook.com/angelcoaches, and remember, like us on that page too as well. So I think that's all. You guys have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. And Donna, you were amazing as always. Okay, so it's a privilege to have you on here because I remember when you wouldn't talk. Now you're writing books, owning businesses, inspiring people, motivating, a public speaker, and you know, like wow, you know.
Thank you. It was an honor to be on. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody. Have a great now. Bye.